This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamble. For this week's radio field trip, we're going on a ride. Even before you enter Canobie Lake Park in Salem, you can see the towering white track of its most popular attraction, the Yankee Cannonball Roller Coaster. But this isn't just any ride. It's an iconic wooden coaster that's been in New England since 1932.
The actual feeling of the ride, just having the sounds, the clicks, just the going through the air, you know, a bumpy ride but a smooth ride at the same time, the wooden coasters can't be matched.
This is entertainment manager Chris Nicoli. He's been working at Canobie Lake for almost 20 years now. Generations of New Englanders, myself included, grew up with the Yankee Cannonball.
It's a little bit of the nostalgia aspect of it, certainly. I mean, when families come here to enjoy themselves, they get to go on with their child for the first time. Maybe it's the child's eighth grade field trip, but the parents came on their eighth grade field trip. The grandparents came on their eighth grade field trip.
I've been coming here for years. I mean, now my kids are riding the coaster, too. But it's a huge task to maintain a coaster through 90 years of history. The entire thing was moved in the 1930s. It survived a hurricane in the 50s. And after almost a century of use, there's certainly a lot to take care of.
How do you keep a wooden roller coaster in top shape?
Well, this is certainly a labor of love, I'll tell you that. I mean, we're constantly looking after this attraction. We have one of our mechanic staff who has been with the Yankee Cannonball for 27 years and has personally himself walked the track every single day of operation. He knows every nut, every bolt, every board.
And that mechanic is Gerardo Magliacetti, or Jerry for short. He's been doing this so long, he says he can hear if there is something off when the coaster is running.
So when you hear something, I mean, when you're watching the coaster go around and you're listening and you hear a little something and you go, wait a minute. We got to get on this.
Check. Yeah, it's a very, very responsible job.
He says he wouldn't be able to sleep at night without knowing the ride was safe. And as historic wooden coasters are replaced with new technology, people like Jerry are harder to find.
I mean, there's not many people in the world, never mind around here, that have your job.
Well, not too many.
But Chris says this is a piece of history the park really wants to keep around.
Year after year, just because of the amount of work that it takes to maintain them, constantly we're seeing them close down. So I think that gives us more motivation to really keep this in tip-top shape. Hopefully 200 years, this will be the last one in existence, just of how well we're treating it.
And now, it's time to go for a ride. I may have been on this coaster over 100 times, but it's always just as exciting.
Head down! Woo-hoo!
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see pictures and video of the Yankee Cannonball. And while you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love for you to show us your favorite spot in New Hampshire. We'll be back with another Radio Field Trip on Morning Edition in 2 weeks. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.